Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Gloria Tui, CEO and Founding Artistic Director of the Indiana Ballet Theatre. Hello, Gloria, and it's that time of year again, Nutcracker season.
Yes, I think it's been at least 25 years since we started it. So.
Why do you think Nutcracker is so popular in the United States? It's such a staple of the holiday season, and I think more so than in Europe.
Yes. Well, I think Germany may do that also, but not so much in England. But yes, I just think it brings families together. And it's a great outing for the whole family, little to big. So, yeah.
Now, you said it's 25 years you've been performing Nutcracker at the Indiana Ballet. So how large is your troupe that will dance this year?
There'll be, I think, 85.
85 on stage?
Yes.
And what age range are they all?
Goes from the age of 4 to 90. So, yes, lots of different ages.
And so you are the artistic director with your daughter, Amanda, is that right?
Yes. Amanda is actually the key person this year as I'm gradually stepping down from that role and doing more of the fundraising for the organization.
What's your favorite either role or dance within Nutcracker?
My favorite is probably the snow scene. It's very magical, and you only get to throw the snow these days. We used to have it fall from the ceiling, but theatres make a difference now.
And you're performing in two locations. Could you tell us where they are?
Yes, we'll be at Indiana University Northwest from the 4th to the 7th of December. So we have 8 shows there, 2 of which are school field trips. And then on the 20th and 21st of December, we'll be at Valparaiso High School.
That must be quite a trick to bring in a ballet like Nutcracker into 2 locations.
Yes, because you have to pack it all up and take it to the next one.
So how large an organization is behind Indiana Ballet's productions?
With all the volunteers, probably about 20.
Still, that seems remarkable to get a production moved and installed in 2 locations.
Yes.
And so I think it's a testament to the your organizational skills, and you mentioned volunteers, so the support that lies behind Indiana Ballet Theatre, that right. You've been able to maintain this for 25 years. Now, where can listeners go to find all the details about ticket prices, dates, times?
They can go to the website, at ibtnw.org, events and productions.
This is a great tradition. Do you have any family traditions associated with Nutcracker, or any great stories of performances from the past?
Yeah. Well, it would be, from the past would be the Star Plaza Theatre, when we had a Mother Ginger that was twice the size she is now. We had to downsize her to the smaller venue. So that's always the most fun scene for the children. They used to be able to come out under her skirt. Now they can't quite do that.
And I'm curious, how is the music provided? Is it recorded score or...?
Yes, it's just a recorded score. And you know, that's another one. It brings back memories from when we were at the Star. We've had Northwest Indiana Symphony play the entire score. and we've had their choir sing the snow chorus and the dancers, and it was just a very magical time. So we hope to bring that back one day.
Yes, I think we all miss the Star Theatre and what it offered and provided performance right. organizations across the region. And it is all our hope that one day there'll be a new theatre for us to perform in. Any Christmas wish that you have for your organization or your dancers that you could share with us?
Oh, well, like I say, we're about to write a grant for potentially a 1,200-seat theatre along with an arts centre. And that would be my Christmas wish, would be to know that if we could make that happen.
Well, that would be terrific. And I do hope that all goes well with this year's performance of the Nutcracker, and that you help create new traditions for young families in the region with your performance. Thank you, Gloria.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.